Blog Talk Radio. Money tight and it costs so much money to buy gas, and you know it costs so much money for this, and it costs so much money. I don't know why we got to do this. I don't know why we going to have that. I don't know why we should just do this. We should, I don't know what is in us. Every time got something negative to say, nothing positive. Just bring all that negativity in. Well, I don't think we can do that. I don't think we got enough money to do that in our treasury. I don't think. Now, I think we can. I know we can. If we all come together in harmony and in unity, we can accomplish many things. But instead, they got the negativity. And in our lesson today, and it just says, in life, it takes only one disgruntled person to change the atmosphere in a group. In today's lesson, 8 of 10 said we can't, when 2 said we can. 2 said with the Lord. Come on now. 2 said with the Lord we can. Unfortunately, for the chosen of God, the 8 made it bad for everybody. Today, choose to be a 2 because the 2 made it into the promised land. And when I say choose to be a 2, you know, we all want to be 10s in our life. Oh, I want to be a, I'm a 10. I'm a goat. I'm a this. I'm a that. But today, choose to be a 2. Because when we get into our lesson this morning, you're going to see it was the 2 that make it in, going to the promised land in Joshua. It was Caleb and it was Joshua who were almost stoned because they disagreed with the 8 disgruntled. They disagreed with the 8 we can't. But instead of being on the positive side, folks chose the negative side. And we're going to see what happens to those that choose negativity over positivity. I'm going to be positive. Yes, I got some things I need to do. But with God, I can accomplish it. With God, I can get through this mountain. With God, I can take care of what I need to do. With God, all things are possible. And we have to have a with God, all things are possible in our spirit. On one of my lessons that I'm doing, it talks about what I want to be rich. But what do you want to be rich in? Rich in finances or rich in God? Because again, I say this as I've said many, many times, all the riches in this world you cannot take with you. When you leave this earth, the only thing that you take in is this spirit that's inside of you. Not this shell, not your home, not your cars, not your stuff. Nothing that you have can you take with you. The only thing you can take is what's inside your spirit. Is your spirit light or is your spirit dark? Is your spirit good or is your spirit bad? Is your spirit gray and lukewarm, or is your spirit hot or cold? What is your spirit? Because that's all that's going to stand before God. Because Jesus has already told us we're going to be new creatures. We're not going to be the same. This body is this it, a body. It's not who you are. What's inside is who you are. Are you a child of God? Do you believe that what God brings you to, he will bring you through? Do you have Joshua and Caleb faith that we can go and take care of and get into the promised land with God? I can tackle whatever I got to do with God. I'm believing God for some tackling today. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning lifting up this word, believing, Lord God, that you are with us, that you, Lord, will take us to and through whatever storms we may have. Lord God, we are believing you that all things work together for our good. Why? Because we trust in you. Lord God, I put my trust in you. I put my hope in a future in you. I put all of me in your loving hands, Father God. For I know that I'm just a little speck of sand, but I know that you know every gray hair on my head. You know every brown hair on my head. You know every black hair on my head. You know every strand of my hair. Father God, I thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your goodness and your kindness. I thank you for taking me through my good, my bad, and my downright ugly. I thank you, Lord, for the Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary's cross for my sins, for the sins of this wicked, awful world. Lord God, I'm praying this morning that you will cease the fire in Ukraine, that you will cease brother against brother, mother against father, brothers and sisters against each other. But families live on both sides of those borders. Families are in Russia as well as in Ukraine. Father God, I'm praying for the unity of families. I'm praying for God to come in. I'm praying for you, God, to come in and knock out every tank, every plane, every weapon of mass destruction. I'm asking you, Lord, to knock it out, that a dictator like Putin will never have another opportunity to try to take over the world a little at a time. Lord God, I pray for the strength for the Ukrainian people. And I pray that you remove all bigotry, all racism, all things not like you from those that are at the borders, Lord God, that they will quit looking at skin and look at heart and look at souls and look at all our afraid. But, Lord, we will not walk in fear. We will walk in faith that all things will happen by your will and only your will. Because, Lord, we know that you are in charge of everything. Father God, remove all blinders, that those that will see will see darkness, that those that will see light, that those that will see you, everyone that you are in, and that they will see the spirit of Antichrist and lies and deceit, that all things will come out that have been hidden, oh God. But you are in charge, God, of everything. Father God, I lift up this word today, asking you to increase as I decrease. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray. Amen. Thanking God for his grace. Thanking God for his mercy. Thanking God for his love. Thanking God for his kindness. Thanking God for giving us truth in times and light in times of darkness. Hallelujah. Giving us truth in times of lies and light in times of darkness. But God is good and greatly to be praised. I'm about to shout this morning. Thanking God for his grace. Whew, Lord, thank you. Let's get into our word, y'all. And it is what a great word this morning. Whew, thank you, Jesus. It is a great word on this March 8th, 2022. Hallelujah. And the word of God is coming out of Numbers chapter 13. And it says this, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent from the wilderness of Paran, and according to the command of the Lord, all of them, men who were heads of the children of Israel. Now, these were their names from the tribe of Reuben, Shammu, the son of Zakur, from the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori, from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Issachar, Eliel, the son of Joseph, from the tribe of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Nun, and that is also Joshua. So Hosea is Joshua, the son of Nun. From the tribe of Benjamin, Paletai, the son of Raphu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gadaliah, the son of Saul, from the tribe of Joseph, that is, from the tribe of Manasseh, Jadai, the son of Susi, from the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamal, from the tribe of Asher, Sethur of Michael, from the tribe of Naphtali, Nibi, the son of Bosai, from the tribe of Gad, Guru, the son of Micah. These are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, and Moses called Hosea the son of Nun, Joshua. Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way into the south and go up to the mountains and see what the land is like, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many, whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds, whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forts there or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rahab near the entrance of Hamath. And they went up through the south and came to Hebron, Ahiman, Sheshah, and Timon. The descendants of Anak were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zion in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place is called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, it is a nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Anakites, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and we were in their sight. Chapter 14 of Numbers. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to the land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Whew. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation and of the children of Israel, but Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Joshua was speaking. He was pleading. He was begging these people, don't rebel against the Lord, because he understood. Because remember, he was the one that was the armor bearer of Moses. He was at the base of the mountain. And when they came back from getting the tablets, he thought there was a war. He was ready to go fight. And what they found out was they had built a golden calf. Come on now. Joshua saw it all. Joshua was with Moses. Joshua will become the leader. He will be God's chosen. But he was begging. We plead all the time to do what's right before God, because we want to have the goodness of the land. But instead, keep it going. I'm going to tell y'all, I want to be a two with Caleb and Joshua. Don't be the eight, because eight can cause some issues. Let's keep it going. I found out what happened. And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Come on now. Good report, let's stone them. Bad report, we going to follow. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle meeting before all the children of Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, again, Moses the intercessor, interceded every time for these awful people. Hard-headed, hard-hearted, don't want to do what's right. Do what's right, then don't do what's right. Whine and complain, and then beg God for forgiveness. We got to quit whining and complaining. I've been there. I won't tell anybody. Been there, had the whiny spirit, had to repent. Because I know that God has been there for me and my family. I know that God has blessed us, and so I have to take that back and say, Lord, forgive me for whining. Forgive me for my unbelief. Forgive me for not knowing that you are in charge of everything. Lord, I ask you to guide and lead me in every aspect of my life. Because so many times we want to whine and complain. And I'm got the whiny spirit myself on occasion and have to take a look, step back, and ask for forgiveness. I want to be a two. Because I know that whatever God has brought me to, he has always brought me through. And I'm thanking God today to be in this world. Thanking God today that he blessed me with life. Could have died so many times in my life, but God. Could have died at 7, but God. Come on now. Could have died in my sleep, but God. Could have died in a car accident, but God. You better thank God every day that he wakes you up. Ooh, this message just gets there to me. And it says, and Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands above them. And you go before them in a pillar of a cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. pardon the iniquity of this people. I pray according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have put me to the 10 times and have not heeded my voice. They certainly shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, come on now, there's the one, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell on the valley. Tomorrow turn and move out into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in answering, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness, all of you who were numbered according to your entire number, from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunne, and Joshua, the son of Nun. You shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness according to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days. But each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years. And you shall know my rejection. I, the Lord, have spoken. Yes, I will surely do so to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Because again, what they say, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness. They spoke it. The power of death and life is in the tongue. They spoke death over themselves. They did it. God didn't do it. They did it. And he just accommodated what they asked for. We got to be careful what we speak. With long life, you will satisfy me, Lord. We got to speak, Lord, I know that you will give me the resources to live a long life. I know you will give me everything I need to do what you need me to do. God is in charge of everything. And when we remember that, we know to shut up, be quiet, and listen. And allow God to be God and to do what God does, which is watch over his children. So let's keep it moving. Now the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against them by bringing a bad report of the land, those very men who brought the evil report about the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive. Of the men who went to spy out the land, excuse me, I'll be a two and not a ten. He sent 12 people out. And I said 8 came back with a bad report, but it was actually 10. Because he sent out 12. 10 came back bad. 8 and 2 came back right. And I had 8 down, but I should have put 10. So forgive me for my error. So for those that are reading, know that I made a mistake. It should be 10 and 2 and not 8 and 2. So just making that observation. But we got to understand God is in charge of everything. And today we should be 10, be 2s and not 10s. Today we should be above and not beneath. So understand, all them 10 died. Died out there where they were because they could not, because of their unbelief. We got to understand that God is in charge of everything. And he loves us. How many people can say you are loved unconditionally? We can raise our hand and say we are. We are loved unconditionally by God. We got to know that God loves us more than anything. We got to know that we are special to God. We got to know that God loves us more than we could ever imagine. And so today, again, be a two and fight the fight of faith. And let's keep going. And it goes on to say, then Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, here we are, and we will go up to the place where the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, now why do you transgress the command of the Lord? But this will not succeed. Do not go up, lest you be defeated by your enemies. For the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from the Lord. The Lord will not be with you. Again, we going to do what we going to do. But they presumed to go up to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, neither the ark of the covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in the mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Ramah. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Just still not understanding. You had opportunity to go into the promised land. You had everything you needed to go into the promised land. But instead, you chose to follow the 10 who are dead now. They are already dead. But you got to be out there for 40 years because you whine and complain. I should just die in the wilderness. You spoke your death. We just go back to Egypt. Let us pick up the leader. We going back to Egypt. Okay. And what happened? All them leaders. Now, I'm not talking anybody. We're not talking just anybody that was in the group. We talking 10 leaders chose to rebel. 10 leaders chose not to follow God. 10 leaders did this. We got to understand leadership is important. If you are in leadership, you got to do what's right. If you are in leadership, you got to show that you trust God. You got to show it above everybody else that you trust God. You got to have a Caleb and Joshua spirit if you have been chosen and called by God to leadership. You can't have a pastor that don't know what they want to do. You can't have a leader that don't know what they want to do. You can't be wishy-washy in leadership. You cannot. Because if you are wishy-washy, let me tell you something. There's somebody that's going to take your place and do a better job. We got to come together as men and women of God. We got to stand strong. We cannot allow divisiveness and divisive people, disgruntled folks, to come in and spoil your apple. Because we are the apple of God's eye. We cannot allow our apples to be spoiled by rotten apples that want to come in and kill, steal, and destroy the peace that God has given you. We got to change the atmosphere, and we got to get out of the four walls. because God is giving us assignments every day to evangelize, to speak, to do what God calls us to do. And he is in charge of everything. Keep God first. Psalm chapter 31, verses 19 to 24. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. Come on now. Which you have prepared for those who trust in you. In the presence of the sons of men, you have hidden them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of men, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints. For the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. And I say again, God will not bring you to unless he brings you through. Proverbs 11 and 15, he who is surety for a stranger will suffer, but one who hates being surety is secure. We all have been there at one time or another. Co-signing for somebody. But we got to understand we can't do it anymore. When you don't know better. But once you do know better, you got to do better. God understands everything that's going on in our lives. And we got to trust him. Mark chapter 10, verse 32 through 52. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus was going before them. And they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. And the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left hand. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink. And with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. But it is for those for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentile Lord is over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus said it. I didn't come to be served. I came to serve. And to give, he said, and to give my life as a ransom for many. Jesus came for me. He paid it all upon the cross for my sins. from my ratchetness, from my non-obedient self. Come on now. We got to claim it the way it is. None of us are perfect. Jesus came for us to help us transition to be better. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He wasn't ashamed. He did not play. He asked for mercy. We must have a blind Bartimaeus here. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. He knew who Jesus was. He wasn't playing. He said, I know who he is. He's the son of David. He's who the Lord said would come. He's who John the Baptist prophesied about. I know who he is. I've seen the miracles he's done. He didn't see them, but he heard about them. I know that he has made some blind men see, and I want to see too. Blind Bartimaeus was not playing. He said, I might have been blind, but I'm going to see because I'm calling on the son of David. And come on now, let's see what he said. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise. He is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Blind Bartimaeus wasn't playing. He said, I got faith. So what did Jesus tell him? What do you want me to do for you? And Jesus is telling us every day, what do you want me to do for you, God? What do you want me to do for you, son? What do you want me to do? And we got to have a blind Bartimaeus spirit. I need to be healed of whatever it is. I need to be healed of unbelief. I need to be healed of whatever your illness may be. I need to be healed of headaches. I need to be healed of joint pain. I need to be healed of nerve issues. I need to be healed of whatever your illness may be. Diabetes, cancer, COVID, heart attack, stroke, ALS, MDS, speech impediment, sight issues. We got to start claiming it right down, blind Bartimaeus. Then the blind man said to him, Rabboni, Rabbi, that I may receive my sight. What are you wanting to receive from Jesus today? Are you wanting to be saved? Are you wanting to be set free of whatever it is that has you bound and asked for? Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Is your faith making you well today? And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. I have decided to follow Jesus. Turning back. No turning back. And now we're going to go back as we get ready to wrap up our lesson for this morning, which has been so rich. Whew, it's been rich today. Whatever God brings you to, he will bring you through. Whether it's the promised land. So what is blindness? God will bring you through whatever it is. He will bring you through. May not bring you through like you want, but he's going to bring you through. And let's get to this word. These are some life lessons, questions from our study Bible this morning. And for those that are wondering what our study Bible is, it is the Charles L. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I am coming out of the King James Version. And again, I will tell anyone, pour into Dr. Stanley's ministry. In Touch Ministry, I can say, has blessed me tremendously. Not just this daily word, but God has given Dr. Stanley a desire to give a daily word. You can get on your phone. You can get the In Touch magazine, and it has all kind of wonderful lessons in it for us to study. So I just say this again. Pour into and keep God first in everything that you do and watch him work. And it says this in Numbers 13:2, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the children of Israel. The Lord said that he was sending his people into a good land. And now he directs them to send spies ahead to confirm his words. He could have sent them in blindly, but instead he graciously gave them a preview. And I also believe that it was a test. God was testing the leader. And unfortunately, 10 out of the 12 did not make it. They did not pass the test. Numbers 13:28, nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. It is always spiritually foolish to focus our attention on the things that the Lord ignores. The Lord had emphasized the goodness of the land. The 10 spies focused on the strength of the opposition. Most often our spiritual opponents will be stronger than us, but they are never stronger than the Lord. And I say that. Been there, done that. Got the basement t-shirt. When the devil wants to try to take away your joy, he will do everything in his power to make you feel less than, to make you feel like you can't do. But you got to hold your head up, because I tell you one thing, God will prevail. You will do all right because God's got you covered. You better believe that. God watches over his children all the time. How do I keep my focus on God and not on the obstacles in my life? Woo! Numbers chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. The fear can paralyze the stoutest of us. When we perceive a threat to our well-being or an obstacle standing before us and our goals, we often fear that the overall plan for our lives is in serious jeopardy. In those times, we need to remember the promises of God. When the Israelite spies set out on a reconnaissance mission to assess the land of Canaan, they had no idea what they would have encountered. It was a great honor to be chosen by Moses for such an assignment. And Moses selected the top leader from each of the 12 tribes for the job. Yet all their training and leadership experience did not prepare them for something so overwhelming. Who had ever heard of a great cluster so large that it had to be carried on a pole lifted by two men? Who could possibly be prepared for Canaanite warriors so massive they dwarfed the best of Israel's army? It is no wonder these spies felt a whirling mix of emotions as they headed back to their commander-in-chief to give a full report. You can imagine the scene. Moses and Aaron, Moses' brother, gathered the people to hear the news. The spies confirmed that the promised land was indeed everything God said it was, but they focused on what they saw as the obstacle in their taking the land namely the giants who lived there. They gave an accurate report, but they failed to give the whole story. Only Joshua and Caleb spoke the truth. These faithful men recounted what they had seen and then reiterated in their own words the promises of God that had brought them to this point. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. He didn't say, they didn't say do not rebel against Moses and Aaron. They did not say don't rebel against us. They said don't rebel against the Lord. Nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Joshua and Caleb lived to see the promised land, but only because they focused on the goal God had laid out for them and not on the obstacles standing in their way. The blessings God has in store for you are just as rich. Never allow short-sighted vision, especially one focused on obstacles, to block the far-reaching plan of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stronger than the greatest obstacles that we will face. And when we believe that and remember that, everything else will fall into place. And I'm believing God for some removal of some obstacles in my life. Numbers 14 and 3. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Again, the power of death and life is in the tomb. At times it might seem easier to return to a place of spiritual bondage, but we can never move toward blessing by returning to slavery. God told Israel to move forward, not back. When we allow fear to drive us to spiritual rebellion, we take a step toward devastation rather than toward the blessing and growth God has for us. Numbers 14 and 11. How long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? How easily we forget the many signs of God's love and protection. One great way to drive out unbelief from our hearts is to regularly count the blessings that God has shown upon us. When did you last do this? Numbers 14 and 19. Have you counted your blessings one by one? We got to start counting our blessings. Numbers 14 and 19. Pardon the iniquity of this people. I pray according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgotten this people from Egypt even until now. Just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now. Moses appealed to the Lord on behalf of his people on the basis of God's name, that is. His reputation attributes the fame Moses won the battle because he fought it on his knees. And the only way we're going to win our battles is to fight them on our knees. Lord, I fight these battles on my knees. Whew, Lord, we got to pray every day, family. You got to give your situation to God and watch God work it out in your life. And in Numbers chapter 14, verse 24, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him to the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. God promised to do for Caleb what he refused to do for the rebels. Why? Because Caleb followed the Lord fully. God assumed full responsibility for our needs when we obey him wholeheartedly. The difference between success and failure comes down to it. Is the Lord with you, and are you with the Lord? Hallelujah. Is the Lord with you, and are you with the Lord? And that is our word for this morning. And again, one more time. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. And I say today, are you hoping in God? Are you knowing in your heart that whatever God brings you to, he will bring you through. And that is our word this morning. I am so grateful that you stayed with me, grateful that you listened in, and thankful that God has given us a word to think about today. A word to think about. Be a two. Be a two and watch God bring you through. Hallelujah. Before we get out of here, as always, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And I just want to thank God for my sister in Christ, who every day brings a word that just always seems to fit our lesson. And the days where since your past has already passed, stay focused and move forward. Can the church say amen? Into your future. Have a terrific Tuesday. And if only the children of Israel had heard this word, since your past has already passed, Egypt has already passed, you are on your way to your future. And instead of staying focused, you listen to those that want to be rebellious. We got to quit listening to the rebellious and focus, believing, and knowing that our Father God had discovered and that everything will work for you when we put our trust in the Lord. Thank you so much, family. And one more. The past has been passed. Stay focused and have a terrific Tuesday. Don't let the past dictate your future. Your future is bright and you trust in the Lord. Have a blessed week. And if there's anyone that has a word I would like to speak, push the one on your phone or on your social media. Tap speak and the little mic on your phone and you will be pulled into this call. And again, for those that just want to call in instead of listening on social media, the number to call is 213-943-3597. Again, 213-943-3597 is our call-in number. Please call in. It's a little better. Call in. Let your light as well. I'm always looking for readers of King James and other forms of the word. New King James, NIV, Christian Standard. You know, there's different words. And someone who may have a different word that they may be able to explain whatever we may be reading from a different Bible. So anyway, thank you so much, family. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In Jesus, I pray for you and your family. Have a blessed and glorious day, the Lord, knowing that whatever God brings you to, he will bring you through. Be blessed and know that the past is behind and we go forward. So do what? Go to work. Who do we work for? We work for God. Because we're going to be a two and not a team. Have a blessed day.